Chief Silver Kerry says the IDPs were displaced after government forces attacked several local villages last week while trying to root out NAS forces allegedly operating in the area.
They entered deep into the mining place where they got those people who were mining. Then those people were just disorganized from the mining place. The others ran here to Kitfo. Then others went up to the Loborok area in Yapa.
Chief Kerry says about 100 families are now in Kitboma seeking refuge. He says some of the displaced remained in Karpeta while others fled to Kitwanboma. He says the IDPs have not received any humanitarian assistance.
The situation is alarming. You know, the current situation because of this corona, where people's movement is difficult, food security worsened. So the problem, the first thing is now the issue of food and again the shelter.
60-year-old Saderina Lipo, who fled into the bush from her home in Karpeta village of Lobonok Payam, says government forces raped local women and girls.
Those people rape women and young girls. Even some of us who are elderly are raped, including women who have given birth. They have done bad things, really. Our properties have been looted. Our children have suffered. Some are shot and others are slaughtered even.
Lipo was speaking to us from Kitboma, where she hopes to find food and shelter. IDP Robert Modi-Lewis, speaking by phone from Kitboma, says the SSPDF also attacked villagers who were mining gold. He says the army forces held villagers at gunpoint, demanding to know where the rebels were hiding.
The soldiers did bad things to civilians here. They took our things, goats, even food. They beat people. If they find you walking along the road, they will put you on gunpoint to tell them where the rebels are. But I told them that there are no rebels near us in this area. When we saw that, we were suffering so much, we ran away to Nyarbang.
Luis says soldiers even burnt down the temporary shelters of the displaced. Army spokesperson Lulu Roy Kwang confirms the SSPDF clashed with NAS forces in Lobonok last week, but denies soldiers raped women or committed any other atrocities against civilians.
We do not accept any responsibility in the first place because where the reported looting were committed, beating and harassment of civilians, they were committed in areas without the presence of SSPDF forces. We do not have presence at Karpeta, Nyarbang, and Pai Hills. We only carried out limited operations against NAS at Pai Hills because they have been mining gold at Pai Hills, and they would smuggle it across the country, across the borders, to buy firearms for them to continue with their offensive operations against the government.
Sultan Silver Kerry of Kitboma says when government forces and rebels clash in civilian area, it becomes nearly impossible for local leaders to remain neutral.
That's why we who are the chiefs are now compelled into problems. Whenever it comes a rebel, they can blame you that you are liaising with the government. And here on the other side also, when the government comes, say, oh, you are accommodating rebels. So that is a very difficult situation for us, the chiefs.
VOA could not verify the exact number of displaced citizens in and around the villages of Lobonok where last week's fighting took place. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.